Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨好。
It is a pleasure for Karen and I to be here and worship with you once again.
说他和他太太很高兴能够来到你中间，然后跟大家一起敬拜。
And we want to wish all the mothers here a happy Mother's Day.
希望所有的母亲呢，今天都有个非常高兴的母亲节。
Want to speak to you this morning about temples.
今天 Axel 要跟大家讲的是关于圣殿。
A temple is a place where we can see the majesty and glory of God.
圣殿是我们能够看见神的荣耀和威严的地方。
And I had the privilege a few weeks ago to think deeply about this on a trip to England.
几个星期之前我去英格兰的时候，让我有机会重新的思考这件事情。
There I was able to present a paper to a scholarly society.
在那个地方我跟那个我把我的一个 paper 来给那边的一个委员会。
We talked about the success of the gospel in 16th century France.
这个 paper 是关于这个论文是关于在法国16世纪的福音在法国的成功。
And it was a joy to be well received in giving that paper.
然后我很高兴我的 paper 能被那边的人非常高兴的去接纳和接受。
But while I was in Cambridge,
当我在剑桥大学的时候
I saw some marvelous old buildings.
我看到了许多非常荣美的旧的老的建筑。
I want to show you a picture of one of them.
给大家看一个建筑的照片，就是这个。
This is King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England.
这是剑桥大学的国王学院的教堂。
I want to tell you a little bit about my visit there.
我跟大家伙讲分享一下我在那边访问的时候的情景。
The college was formed in the 16th century. 15th century.
Okay.
Wrong college.
Okay. 那个学院大约是15世纪来建立的。
And when it was formed, they began to build a chapel.
当他们开始建立这个学院的时候，他们就建这样一个堂，教堂。
It was commissioned by a very devout Christian king, Henry VI.
那是当时的国王是亨利六世，他是一个非常虔诚的基督徒，他用他的名义来修建的这样一个教堂。
It took 90 years to complete it.
一共花费了90年的时间才得以建成。
So it was completed by a less devout king, Henry VIII.
然后这个建成的时候应该是亨利八世了，已经是。亨利八世不是那么的虔诚，我们知道。
If you know his story, he's not a very pleasant man.
假如你知道他的故事的话，亨利八世不是那么一个快乐的男人。
You have to pay £7.50 to get into the college.
你要进入这个学院这个堂需要花7英镑多的钱才能够进去。
And this picture was from inside the courtyard of the college.
这个照片是在这个学院里面的那个内庭的花园，就是里边的花园里面照的。
The conference was over, and I was supposed to meet a friend that I'd met at the conference for lunch on Saturday.
那一天星期六，我在那个地方，我等候一个朋友，和他一起要吃饭。
I left an hour and a half to see King's College Chapel.
我花了一个半小时来参观这个教堂。
And I was late for lunch.
然后我去吃饭的时候晚了，没有按时到达。
It was a magnificent building.
是一个非常非常棒的一个建筑。
They wouldn't let me take photos inside.
在教堂的里面，他们不让我照照片。
So the only photo I got was this one outside.
我唯一能够照到的就是外面，从外面看到这个场景。
When I stepped inside at the back of the church,
当我从这个教堂的里面从后面往前走的时候
my eyes immediately went up.
我的眼睛不自觉的就升起来，往上看。
If any of you have an engineering background, the roof would be astonishing to you.
假如你们学过工程的话，你会为那个屋顶的那种建造的结构而感到惊叹。
It is so high.
是那么的高。
And the stones are held together against each other with ridges, and they make a fan.
然后那个屋顶的所有的石头彼此的连接在一起，他们通过那个你知道那个那种结构，那个 ridge 那种结构来连接在一起，把这些东西。
It is amazing what they did in that time to hold this work together. And somehow the roof itself makes you think beyond it to God.
有的时候那个屋顶本身，当你看到那个屋顶的时候，你就会想，超越了屋顶，屋顶之外的神。
There are two rows of stained glass windows.
我们看到一共有两排的那个花玻璃的那个大玻璃窗。
The upper row is Old Testament stories.
上面那一排，上面一共有两排，上面那一排是旧约的故事。
And the lower row are New Testament stories of the life of Jesus. They are like a Sunday school class or many Sunday school classes. At the back as I entered was the part that Henry VIII finished.
到最后，我到那个教堂的最后面那个地方的时候，我看到了亨利八世时期所修建的最后那个部分。In
the woodwork and stonework, there was all his coats of arms and initials.
然后我们看到在那个地方有木匠的活雕工，木雕还有石头的雕刻，然后那个地方有很多名字的缩写。He
made sure everyone knew he finished.
他希望别人知道是他把这个教堂彻底建成的。
Sometimes when we seek God's glory, our glory gets in the way.
有的时候，当我们说我们寻求神的荣耀的时候，其实我们寻求的是什么？是我们自己的荣耀。
You move to the front of the church.
你到教堂的前面的时候，前端的时候。
There's a big altar that reminds us of Christ's sacrifice for us.
在中间有个圣坛，这个圣坛提醒我们，告诉我们耶稣为我们做的牺牲。
What Jesus did to reconcile us to Himself.
耶稣。
And there too is the choir where the worship services have been sung for centuries.
然后那个地方也有那个唱诗班所在的地方，在那个地方唱诗班几个世纪以来不停的颂赞着神。
I took time to look and to pray.
我花了一点时间在那个地方去观看这些，然后并且祷告。
And I was late for lunch.
所以我就晚了，吃饭我就没有按时赶到。
And it reminds me that human craftsmanship can sometimes reflect the glory of God.
让我知道一件事，想到一件事情，我们人所人手所创造的东西，有的时候可以反映那么一些关于神的荣耀。
Our music, our artwork,
我们的音乐，我们的艺术品。
Our writing, our architecture,
我们的文学作品，我们的建筑。
They can help us see God.
他们可以帮助我们，帮助我们看见神。
So in one sense, they do what a temple is supposed to do.
所以从某种程度上，他们成就了那一个圣殿所应该成就的效果和作用。
However, when the New Testament talks about temples, it doesn't talk about buildings.
但是当新约圣经讲到圣殿的时候，它并不是讲的是这样一个建筑。
It talks about you and me as His people.
是关于圣殿，是关于你和我，我们这个神的百姓。First
Corinthians 3:16 asks a question.
在哥林多书第三章第十六节里面，他问了这样一个问题。Don't
you know that you yourselves are God's temple?
岂不知你们就是神的殿？And
that God's Spirit lives in you.
神的灵住在你们里面吗？This
is the joy of the New Testament faith.
这是新约圣经所里面所蕴含的喜乐向我们展现出来。Jesus
conquered death.
耶稣胜过死亡。We
celebrated that at Easter.
我们在复活节那一天去庆祝他从死里复活。He
lives now.
他如今住在。In
us and for us.
他住在我们的里面，他也为我们而活着。As
we take hold of Him in faith.
当我们带着信心，我们去来到他的面前的时候。
He gives us new life.
他给我们新的生命。This
new life transforms the way we live.
这个新的生命改变我们的生活方式。We
start to see His glory changing a broken person.
我们就看到他的荣耀在我们的里面，改变我们这样一个破碎的人。For
we are all broken and sinful when we come to Jesus.
因为我们都是破碎的，而且我们都是犯罪的，所以我们来到了耶稣基督的面前。
The New Testament speaks often then of this new life that comes to each of us. And we get to reflect God's glory. Sometimes we aren't even aware that we are doing it. That's the way 1 Corinthians 3:16 is usually understood. And it is something the New Testament teaches us. But it's not what 1 Corinthians 13 actually says.
但是其实哥林多书第三章十六节，虽然大家伙一直觉得是这样教导我们的，其实它本身意义不是这样的。
We usually think of this new life as indwelling us as individuals.
通常我们觉得这个新的生命来到我们的里面，我们作为一个个人能够活出这样的新的生命来。But
the you in that verse in the Greek is plural.
但是这个在希腊语里边，这个你不是你这个单个，是一个单数人称的这样一个你，而是指你们是一个复数。
And so I read in a recent translation that captures this better.
所以我读的是一个更新的一个翻译，或许能够帮助大家更好的理解。
Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple?
难道你不觉得你就是你自己是神的殿吗？
And that God's Spirit dwells in your midst.
然后你自己是神的殿，但是神的灵住在你们的中间。
This is both more wonderful and more difficult.
这段圣经如果这样翻译的话，显得更加的美妙，也显得更难理解，是不是？
We have the privilege and the challenge of showing God's glory together.
我们有这样的荣幸，但是我们也有这样的挑战。因为什么？我们要一起作为一个群体来展现出神的荣耀来。
There's times when it would be easier to do it by myself.
有的时候我自己或许更容易一些，是不是？我要和别人一起会更困难。
But not near as good.
但是是不是神希望我们做呢？
And so let us look at Ephesians 2:17-22.
然后我们一起来看，所以让我们一起来看啊，以弗所书第二章第17节到22节。
Jesus, the Jews and the Gentiles in the New Testament times hated each other.
我们知道，在新约的时代，犹太人和外邦人他们彼此憎恨。
And the first word we read here is that Jesus speaks peace to both.
然后我们新读到的词是什么？耶稣对犹太人和外邦人一起说，愿他们平安，把平安带给他们。
Peace to those who are near, that is the Jews who had God's promises in Old Testament.
我们读的圣经上里面说，传福音给你们远处的人和近处的人，这个近处的人就是指犹太人。
And peace to those who are far away,
那些远处的人,
that is those of us who are not Jewish,
Gentiles. 不是犹太人的，就是外邦人。
That's me. That's probably most of us in this room.
通常是 Axel 是不是犹太人？我们所有人也都不是犹太人，相信。
Peace.
圣经告诉我们，他说，近处的人、远处的人，就把平安给他们。
Even those that in the world hate.
即使在这个世界里面，人们彼此的憎恨。
We come before the cross of Jesus.
我们经历了十字架，经历了主的十字架。
And he speaks peace to me.
而他对你和我。
And peace to the one who should be my enemy.
对于那些甚至应该是我的仇敌的这样一些人，他也对我们说：“你们平安和平。”
This kind of peace shows God's glory.
这样的平安和和平展现了，告诉我们什么是神的荣耀。
Verse 18 says, through him,
第18节他这样说,
we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
我们两下近处的远处的借着他同一个圣灵被感。
Every person in the world can come before the cross of Jesus. As the Spirit of God brings that person to faith in Christ, that person becomes my sister, my brother in the Lord.
那个人在那个时候就在主的面前变成了我的弟兄或者我的姐妹。
And all rivalry and hatred melts away.
如今那以前曾经所有的仇恨或者愤懑或者敌视所有的东西都成为了过去。
Together by one Spirit we are one people.
然后我们借着同一个圣灵被感，我们成为同样一群的百姓。
Verse 19 says that all of us who were far away, the Gentiles,
第十九节他这样说，我们不再做外人和客旅。
We now belong.
如今我们是属于。
We were once immigrants, refugees, strangers.
我们曾经是那样的陌生人，我们曾经是移民，曾经是来避难的、躲避的这样一群人。
Now we are citizens together of the kingdom of God.
如今我们同样一起成为神国度的子民。
We were once outsiders of the family, the household.
我们曾经是这个家庭外面的人，不属于这个家庭的人。
We now belong, we're valuable members in the family.
如今我们属于这个家庭，我们是这个家庭中可宝贵的成员。
And so we treat each other that way.
所以我们也要彼此这样对待。
And it brings glory to God.
而这带给神荣耀。
We need God's word to help us.
我们需要神的话来帮助我们。
To teach us how to live together.
去教导我们该如何一起生活。
Verse 20 says, we're built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
20节他说,是我们被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
The apostles speak of the New Testament and the prophets of the Old Testament.
而使徒是告诉我们关于新约,是指新约,是指新约, 而先知是指旧约。
But the whole word of God points to whom? To Jesus Christ.
而整本的圣经就是神的话,整本的神的话指向哪一位? 就是指向我们的耶稣基督。
And he is the chief cornerstone on whom all our life rests together.
他是整个房子的房角石,是所有的生命,所有的石头得以连接在一起的原因和根源。
He holds us together as we look to him.
当我们仰望他的时候,他就把我们连接在一起。
And we find just as those stones in the roof in King's College Chapel hold each other up.
当我们看那个剑桥大学的那个教堂的时候，我们看到屋顶的所有的石头，那些石头都彼此的连接在一起，但是让那个屋顶能够立在那里。
We hold each other up in the kingdom.
而我们在神的国度里也是彼此的扶持，彼此的联络，能够站立在那个地方。
So let us read verses 21 and 22.
让我们一起来读第22节到23节。
In him the whole building is joined together.
你们也靠他同被建造。
And it rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
成为神借着圣灵居住的地方，的所在。
In him you too are being built together.
你们也靠着他同被建造。
To become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。我刚才念错了。Sorry, I repeat it. 各房靠他联络和使渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠着他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。Three
things.
有三件事情。First,
we are joined together.
第一件事情，我们是彼此的联络在一起。Second,
we are growing.
第二件事情，我们是渐渐的，我们有成长。We're
not yet what we shall be.
我们虽然现在还没有成为我们应该成为的样式。It
will get better yet as we obey and follow.
当我们顺从神，并且愿意跟随神，我们的生命却会得到不断的成长。But
we rejoice that we are already underway and on the road.
我们应该喜乐，应该快乐，因为我们已经走在这条路上。
So we rise together.
所以我们彼此的联络在一起，我们一起成长。
Until Jesus comes back.
直到耶稣基督再次来到我们的中间。
The third thing.
第三件事情。
God dwells in us.
第三件事情是神住在我们的中间。
This isn't a normal human relationship.
所以我们这里并不是一个人们聚会的简简单单的彼此联络感情的地方。
God by His Spirit takes hold of our life together.
神的灵把我们所有的生命连接在一起。
And He shows His glory through us.
他向我们展现了他的荣耀。
This teaching is bigger than a local congregation.
所以我们所教导的是不仅仅是关于我们这个地方这个有具体的一个教会。
It takes our relationships with believers across racial lines.
而我们所讲述的是我们的边界已经超越了我们的民族。
Across language lines, citizenship.
超越了我们的语言，超越了我们的国籍。
It goes past our enmities as people.
然后超越了我们彼此人之间的仇恨。
Somehow it shows the glory of God.
而这一切背后都展现着神的荣耀。
Even though we're not perfect.
虽然我们现在还不是完美的。
But the most powerful place we get to practice this.
但是我们能够得以实施这一切，能够得以活出这样的生命的地方。
Is in our local church.
就是在我们具体的一个教会里面。
For here we rub shoulders with one another often enough.
在这个地方，我们彼此的摩肩擦踵的这样彼此的接触。
That we can get angry and not forgive.
有的时候我们会彼此愤怒而不会宽恕彼此。
And while this teaching embraces the church to the whole of the world,
虽然我们所教导的是关于整个教会里面的超越了界限的那个教会,
we put it into practice right here.
然而我们具体的实施这样的生命，实施这样的教导，活出这样的生命，是在这样的具体的教会里面。
The Lord says to us, "Peace, peace."
主对我们说，你们要和平，你们要和平。
That we may be a dwelling.
然后因着我们的和平，然后神就能够住在我们中间。
In which together God's glory is known and seen.
然后我们彼此共同生活在一起的时候，神的荣耀就见证在我们的中间。
Earlier I put up a picture of one kind of temple.
刚才我放了一个照片，这个照片是某一种形式的圣殿。
It did show the glory of God.
确实，这个圣殿展现出了神的荣耀。
If I finish this sermon properly,
但是如果我恰如其分能够好好的结束我这个讲道的话，
I would put up one more picture.
我会再给你们看另外一幅图片。
It would be the one that David and I could see right now.
然后你和我就能够从中能够看见。
You,
你
are a temple. For God's glory.
你们就是神的殿，然后你们展现出神的荣耀，让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for calling us into your kingdom.
天父，我们感谢你呼召我们，让我们进入你的国度。
Thank you that together we can show the glory of our Lord.
感谢你，让我们一起能够展现出我们的主的荣耀。
Help us learn to speak peace to one another.
让我们学习彼此能够说和平的话。
And to welcome newcomers into that peace.
能够欢迎那些新人来共享这和平和平安。
That together more and more.
在我们一起联合起来，我们越发的。
We may become. Rise to become a building in which God dwells by His Spirit.
我们能够成长，能够上升，能够成为神你的灵的居所。
We will rejoice in Your goodness.
我们能够享受你所有里面的美善。
We commit our life together to You.
我们一起把我们的生命交托于。
Through Christ our Lord.
靠着耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.